Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Have you ever been standing in the shower when suddenly the noise in your brain and your preoccupation simply melt away and in their place appears the perfect thought or question or observation about the universe? We here at Nights call those shower thoughts, and we are aiming to answer some of these unshakable questions lurking in the back of your mind. Tonight, why do we have to put our phones into flight mode? And if you are a rebel and refuse to do so, will the plane drop out of the sky if you get a text? Well, to help answer this question, I'm joined now by aviation expert Peter Clark. Kia ora to you, Peter.
Yeah, good evening.
So, look, first of all, what is the official line used by airlines to make us switch into fly mode? What's the justification?
Well, it goes back really to 1980s when we started to have the big introduction of cell phones and using data and that sort of thing. It is a known fact. There was a possibility we were going to get electromagnetic interference from devices, because they are a transmitter and they do radiate on certain frequencies. So to mitigate all of that situation, it was basically brought in by the FAA and the Europeans and everywhere else in the world to turn phones off when you were on board an aircraft, or turn them to flight mode.
What does flight mode actually do?
Flight mode actually just stops the transmitter of the cell phone. That's the key thing what it does. Initially, it was thought the cell phones radiated electromagnetic fields when they were switched into flight mode, and originally you had to turn your cell phone off or your computer off because they had electromagnetic radiation from them. So that was the initial feeling. Things have changed through time.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because I suppose, like, tell us a little bit about, you know, a plane and the equipment that a plane uses that could be interfered with by, even hypothetically, by electromagnetic rays coming out of a cell phone.
Well, planes have large computer systems on board, boxes that normally larger aircraft are in the instrument bay below the flight deck, a lot of them, or they are up on the flight deck, normally in behind or up the front. These are boxes that usually in the original aircraft weren't very well shielded. That's what they would call them, not well shielded. Today they've developed a lot better shielding, electromagnetic shielding of cables on aircraft and equipment on aircraft. So it was the possibility of that radiation from your device was going to affect the operation of this equipment, and that was the biggest problem initially.
To the best of your knowledge, has there ever actually been a crash or an incident due to phones not being in flight mode?
There has been indications of interference that have taken place on an aircraft and caused it to deviate, but I can't say I've ever heard of a plane crashing or having a major incident, and nothing has been really substantiated. So to mitigate any of those errors, it was decided to turn them off.
Right, okay. And is this maybe one of those examples where, you know, one or two phones wouldn't really make much of a difference, and so you accept that, you know, just like there's going to be spillage at a bar, there are going to be one or two people who don't switch off their phones, but by sending out the message to everybody that you should please turn your phone off or you should please put it into flight mode, you mitigate the threat, even if the threat is pretty low in the first place?
Yeah, well, I think that's what's happened. But we've gone further on now. Once you're in flight mode, you can turn on Wi-Fi. Now, there's been developments of Wi-Fi on aircraft, which then communicate via satellite or ground servers. And you can use your phone on board as a data device, and that's already starting to be well used. People can use Bluetooth now, communicate with their own devices or somebody sitting close to them. But that is turned on once you've turned off the transmitter for the cell phone. So we have advanced a long way, and there's new technology that is being developed called picocells. On board an aircraft, and these will be miniature cell phone receiving points on an aircraft, which will then either transmit via a ground point or a satellite point into the cell phone network. But it's very hard for that to be developed at the moment because we have so many variations on cell phone frequencies and cell phone, you know, now going into 5G. These all operate on different frequencies and different requirements. So it could be a while before picocells are proved to work on aircraft. And initially we saw turning off cell phones, there was a real problem. If you had people with them on, in those early days of cell phones, these were locking into towers on the ground, and they were searching many towers to get access points, so it was locking up a lot of cell phone towers on the ground. So that was another reason why they didn't want these devices transmitting. So the more that are transmitting, block up these cell phone towers on the ground.
Yeah.
But cell phone towers initially are really only designed to operate, you'll get a signal to 10,000 feet, and these are only designed to transmit across the ground.
Yeah.
They don't transmit upwards.
It's this is quite fascinating, actually. The other thing that occurs to me, Peter, I don't know if you agree with me on this, but I quite like the fact that you can't really use your phone when you're in a plane. I don't want other people around me. You know, it's like a little zen state, you know, away from the foibles and demands of everyday life. What do you reckon? Would you be okay with everybody having loud phone conversations on a plane?
I'm in total agreement with you. Now we've got people, you know, you can watch, people are watching their programs on their devices. I don't want somebody sitting next to me discussing his business and his private life on his cell phone. And that's why now we've even got, when we're using a Wi-Fi connected to the data system of an aircraft, you can't do voice calls using WhatsApp or Messenger or anything like that. That is all blocked.
So, is that right? It's deliberately blocked, is it?
You will find, yes, it is. They don't. It's a universal thing already. Yeah. Most people don't want to hear somebody on a voice call.
That's great. Oh, I love that they thought of that. Super interesting stuff.
It is. But it's advancing. But there was always initially they thought there was a risk, even through leaving cell phones being connected, was there a possibility of a terrorist threat by using a phone to activate something. So these were all the other reasons why they wanted cell phones turned off.
It's fascinating stuff. Peter Clark, thanks so much for coming on and explaining that today. Really appreciate it.
Good evening.
That is aviation expert Peter Clark there answering the shower thought. Why do we have to put our phones into flight mode? And what does flight mode actually do? And if you have a shower thought that is burning a hole in your cranium, text it through. 2101 is the way to get in touch with us. Or you can send us an email as well. knights@rnz.co.nz is the email address. Someone texts in to say, look, mate, if there was the tiniest chance you could crash a plane with your phone, they would take them off you so fast your head would spin. The liability the airlines would face would be financially crippling. You can't even take a butter knife onto a flight, for crikey's sake. They did actually say for crikey's sake as well. That was not on the fly editorialising by me. Nice turn of phrase there. Yeah, I think that's kind of what Peter was saying there, really, isn't it? That the way that technology has developed since cell phones came in mean that a phone not being in flight mode on a flight is certainly not going to take a plane down. But there are other flow-on reasons for it. Although I have to say, there have been occasions on which I have landed at the end of a lengthy flight and realised that I did not put my phone into flight mode and everything went smoothly. So there you go.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.